Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we begin this Bible prophecy update titled, Liberals Prepped and Ready for Antichrist. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, you can send those by email to bbfohio@protonmail.com, or you can send these through the U.S. Postal Mail Service along with any check or money order donations you desire to give, made out to Bible Believers Fellowship and addressed to P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. We do not solicit funds, but if you desire to give, you can also donate by going to bbfohio.com and using the PayPal donation button on the right-hand side of the screen. And now we begin our Bible prophecy update titled, Liberals Prepped and Ready for Antichrist. This is part one of two. And before that, and actually the current events update kind of ties in, but I want to read a little thing. A lady named Martha out in California, longtime listener, and I would have read this anyway, but it starts out by saying, Dear Pastor Greg, I truly appreciate your news segments of current events. It helps a lot, especially on the border wall. And I've had a bunch of people thank us for helping them be able to answer people when they ask questions about building a wall. I'm not going to read all this, but she lives in Southern California. So this hits her personally. And she describes how it's totally changed. It's not even like the same country anymore. And so she appreciates probably anybody who's going to stand up for the wall and to protect her. And so I just thought I'd mention that. Pray for Sister Martha out in California. I'm truly thankful for your Bible teaching. God bless your ministry. We thank you for listening and letting us know you're out there, Sister Martha. Now, the current events update starts with the statement of fact. Liberals love lies. Now, people think I'm just being mean. I'm not. It's the truth. It's a fact that liberals love lies. That's what they build their whole worldview on. And we saw that demonstrated with this whole thing with the Covington Catholic School. And Tucker Carlson up there reported on how the Covington students were smeared by the media. And if you can go out on YouTube, just put in Tucker Carlson, media, Covington, and hit enter. And you'll find video clips of what he had to say about it. But one of the things he showed was a new video that came out showed that the activist actually approached the students. So for those of you who may not know what I'm talking about, there were some kids in front of the Lincoln Memorial. They were just standing there waiting for a bus. All of a sudden, these black Hebrew Israelites came after them and called them stupid crackers, said they were children born of incest, said, go back to Europe where you belong, and all this stuff, and worse. I mean, they said filthy stuff. And then this Native American named Phillips came up with his little drum and got right in this kid's face. And he just stood there and smiled. He just said, I figured if I just stood there and didn't do anything, then, you know, it would diffuse. And that's really what happened. He was right. Well, then they took a little clip out of that video, and then everybody thought he was getting in the Indian and the Native American's face, which he didn't. And they called what he did smirking and showing disrespect. And they claimed that the kids started chanting, build the wall. And they didn't, but they should have. That's my. I think it's stupid. They shouldn't have been. Why shouldn't they be? This is America. We will chant, build the wall. And I'm going to keep chanting, build the wall, and you'll get over it.
Amen. Hopefully you won't get over it.
Ba-dum. That was good. That's his forte, wordplay. That's a good one. But what happened was all these fools in our media, news media included, they all jumped on these kids. And the Bible has the answer right here. And Christians, we should follow this. Proverbs 18:13 says, "He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him." You want to be ashamed of yourself? Jump on somebody when you don't know the whole story. People have a disagreement and someone's picking sides. Well, there's two sides to every story, and you better get both sides before you start judging who is right and wrong. And that's what happened here. There it is. Doug, I know you tell people this all the time. You should read Proverbs, read Proverbs. You can read one a day, go through it once a month if you know. I read through Psalms and Proverbs twice a year in my reading plan. By the way, we have some more over there if you want to follow that. And if you do that, that would be, I can't tell you how many times I start to jump on something, and that verse right there pops. I'm like, whoa, Nelly. We better find out what's actually going on. First, Mark, and then I'll come to you.
A few years ago, you played a segment from a song by Stevie Nicks that was singing, "Tell Me Lies, Tell Me Sweet Little Lies."
That's right.
That's exactly what you got here.
Mm-hmm.
News media. It's not
right.
The news media, it's the views media.
Well, what I call it is the Democrat national news media. Better than 90% of them are registered Democrats. They vote for Democrats. They give money to Democrats. And they slant the news for Democrats.
Also,
yeah, Charlie?
They're also CFR members.
A lot of them are. Yeah.
So just two things on that. That guy, the Native American guy, is also, like, he claimed to be a Vietnam War veteran.
Stolen Valor. Yeah. I'm going to show some of that, actually. But I can't. I have to get this off of other websites. Twitter won't let me on, because when they were trying to character assassinate Judge Kavanaugh, I called that Ford lady a lying skank. And for that, they took me off. She is a lying skank. Just want everybody to know that. She's unrepentant. To this day, she has not repented of what she did to Judge Kavanaugh and his family. Anyway, that's why I can't get on Twitter. Liberals love death. New York has now legalized abortion up to the time of birth. Every Democrat and all the, you know, progressive Republicans, anybody who supports that, you are a bloodthirsty killer. You can do that to a baby. You could do that to anybody.
But
they don't have a death penalty. So in New York, you can lethally inject a baby, but not a killer. It is. It's insane. Liberalism is insanity. I keep telling people, once you take liberalism out to its natural end, it's insane. It's insanity. It's just amazing what has happened to this country. This is what they did after he signed it. Yay! Let's light up twin towers that were destroyed. They built a new one tower. They call it, don't they call it the New World Tower? Or One World Tower? They call it one or the other. It's either New World or One World Tower. They lit it up in pink to celebrate the ability to kill babies in New York. It will eventually. Proverbs 8:35-36 says, "For whoso findeth me, findeth life." Now, in the context, it's talking about wisdom, but Jesus is wisdom personified. "And shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death." The liberals hate biblical wisdom. They hate the biblical Jesus. They love death. All right, we're going to see more about the liberals as we go through this tonight. One World Trade Center is what they call it. There's all kinds of Illuminati and One World Order garbage in that building that they built on the bones of the people killed on 9/11. Hey, man. Got to tell you this before we start. Some what we've already seen, what we've already talked about, it can make you mad, it can make you angry. And it should. But at the same time, remember this. What we're going to see is God predicted it. Your God is the God. Your God, the God of the Bible, Jesus Christ, is the spirit of prophecy, according to the book of Revelation. He has told you all these things are going to happen, and then while you're angry, you can also say, praise God, you told us this is going to happen, you're proving that you are the true God. Muhammad and the Quran, nothing like this. Any of the Hindu holy books, as they call them, nothing like this. Confucius never even attempted it. No atheist, no psychic, nobody. Nothing but the King James Bible in English. Liberals are prepped and ready for the Antichrist. Let's open with a word of prayer and then we get in study. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time in your book. We do thank you for prophecy that you've given us so that we know that you are in control. Man, apart from you, is damned. And anyone who joins themselves to man instead of to you is doomed. And anyone who sees this book and sees how you have laid out what is going to happen in the end times right before our faces, anybody can read it and see it and then look at what's going on in the world and see it's unfolding just as you said it would. Anyone rejects that is a fool. Lord, help us. Help us to not only believe what we read in your book, but to boldly and shamelessly preach the truth, even when we know we're going to be mocked, even when people are going to either make fun of us or persecute us. Either way, Lord, give us the boldness and the courage to stand for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Jesus said that believers ought to be able to discern the signs of the times. That's something you should be able to do. Look over at Matthew chapter 16. And as you're turning there, don't take that for granted. There are many churches today who try to teach that Jesus already returned back in 70 AD. Insanity. Other people are trying to say that, well, we're not going to be raptured. Christians are going to go through the tribulation and have to get your head cut off. And all that, Israel is no longer Israel. The church has replaced Israel. On and on, the heresies and the insanities go. So don't take for granted when we read these kind of things. Don't take it for granted in the sense that you should be careful. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now read verses 1 through 3 with me, Matthew 16. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? See, Jesus is scolding them because they don't even understand the times in which they live. And the same thing is directed at you today. If you're a Christian and you don't see what's happening, that the handwriting is on the wall, Jesus is coming soon. But you also, not just the fact that Jesus is coming soon, but you need to recognize who it is we're dealing with. Right now, we're dealing with, I believe, the generation that is alive right now and rejecting Jesus Christ is the Antichrist generation. When the rapture takes place, it's this generation that's going to follow the Antichrist. It's your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, your school teachers, even a lot of the preachers are going to follow the Antichrist. They're going to take the mark and they're going to walk in lockstep with the Antichrist in through what we read about in the Great Tribulation, Revelation 6 through 19. Those who do not believe the Bible cannot discern the times. I know this is a little depressing, it is, but any of your loved ones, any of your coworkers, anyone, a complete stranger on the street, you walk up to them and you share the gospel with them, they cannot be saved if they do not believe the Bible is the Word of God. The Bible says that when you believe the Word and then someone says, well, the Bible says, and they explain to you how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, they can be saved. But if you do that and they don't believe it's God's word, they don't believe it, so they're not going to be saved because you're saved by believing it. Amen? Answer real quick, what is a liberal? And if there are two types of liberals, even though most of the time they are the same person. But you have to break it down like this. There's the religious and the political liberal. And it's important to understand this. A religious liberal rejects the divine inspiration and infallibility of the Word of God. Anytime you talk to somebody and they say, well, that Bible, you act like that Bible's perfect. Yes, I do act like that. You're talking to a liberal. Well, the Bible's been translated so many times. Liberal. Well, you can interpret the Bible any way you want. Liberal. That's what a liberal is. A religious liberal. Now, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Your Bible is given by inspiration of God. And it's not just like cheerleading. We're inspiring people. Yay! You know, that's not what it's talking about. Given by inspiration of God means that He breathed the words that you have in your book. God breathed, given by inspiration, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It also says, we studied this a few weeks ago, Psalm 12, 6-7, the words of the Lord are pure words. They're not corrupted. You can get a Bible that's corrupted. It's called an NIV. Or get an ESV, or go back to the so-called original Greek. It's not original. And it's called the Codex Vaticanus, and that's where all the corrupt Bibles come from, because Codex Vaticanus is corrupt. But you get the words of God, they're pure. And you have the Word of God, you have the words of God in your King James Bible. As silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. We go back and watch our study on Psalm 12 to get the gist of that. But he says, thou shalt keep them, O Lord. So anybody says, well, the Bible's this, the Bible's that. God has not allowed the Bible to be corrupted. He's allowed there to be corrupt Bibles. But there is a Bible that is incorruptible. The King James in English. Amen. As I always say, I don't try to tell everybody what to read in other languages because I couldn't tell the difference one way or the other. But in English, get you a King James Bible. So the liberal, he's not the guy described by Paul in the next verse. Paul said this in 1 Thessalonians 2:13, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men. That's how liberals receive it, as the word of men. But believers receive it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh in also in you that believe it. That's why I say that. You go talk to somebody that don't believe the Bible, they are not going to be saved. That's why I say this. People get upset about it, and I don't care, because it's a statement of fact. The liberal cannot be saved unless or until he or she repents of being a liberal.
Amen.
It's a statement of fact. If you're a liberal, you don't believe the Bible. And the Bible says you can't be saved. It's not Greg that says it. It's God that says it. I just happen to be one of the few preachers, evidently, in this age, that'll stand up in a pulpit and say it. Why? Because I don't give a flip what you think. Amen. Amen. See, these preachers get up there and they're like, well, if I say that, they've got liberal family members. And they may have some liberal views of their own. And if I say that, I might be out of a job. God said it, that says it. You know what? This ain't my job. I'm not up here employed by you. And that's even true of guys who take a paycheck. Your boss is God Himself. And where was it? We just saw last week a fella, I'm trying to think of where it was now. Fellow was basically fired. I think it was in California. A Bible Presbyterian pastor who put on the church sign that homosexuality is not a sin. You're not born gay. You choose sexual sin. His church fired him. They basically said, if you keep preaching, we're not coming back, and then you won't be able to pay the bills. So he stepped down. And that's because all those people in those pews are a bunch of unsaved liberals. That's why, you know what? You got to keep preaching hard and preaching the truth, because if not, you'll fill the pews up with a bunch of unsaved people and they will get rid of you. Now, a political liberal rejects legal and moral absolutes, thus rejecting God's place in government along with it. That's a political liberal. That's what happened in New York. That's right. Look over Romans 13 real quick. Romans 13, beginning verse 1. I'll read as you turn there. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. The liberal rejects that. That's why they think they can take that Constitution. We have copies of it over here for anybody who needs it. They think they can just change it. They don't care what it really says. They'll do whatever they want because they don't even believe in God, and they don't believe in. And I don't care. Liberals lie. They lie all the time. You'll see liberals say, "Oh, I believe in God, just not your God." They're a liar. They don't believe in God, and when they stand before Him, He's going to out them at Judgment Day. But that's why they think they can just change. They reject the idea. I believe that our Constitution, I do not believe it's infallible like our Bible, but I believe it was established by the power of God. It is God ordained. And if you come against the Constitution, you're coming against God. Verses 2 through 4, read that with me. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Now, I want to say this. There are people out there who say, the fundamental preachers, they'll mock what I just said, and they'll say, God doesn't ordain constitutions, He ordains people. Show me that in the Bible, stupid. Where does the Bible ever say that? It doesn't. God ordains the powers. It doesn't say people. I believe He ordains the powers. The power is a reference to legal matters. It's law. For rulers, verse 3, read it with me. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. You see, right now, like in New York and California and places like that, they have perverted the intention of government. Those are governments that deserve to die. Their days are numbered. God is going to take care of them. God's going to take care of them. And verse 4 says, for He is the minister of God to thee for good. That's God's intent for government. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for He beareth not the sword in vain, for He is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Liberals don't believe that, not for one second. Thus, liberal policies are antichrist and are preparing the way for His appearance after the rapture. Everything you're seeing right now by liberals, the whole open border thing by the Democrat Party, the whole socialist thing, the whole abortion thing, the whole euthanasia thing, the whole taxation thing, all of that is setting the stage for antichrist. And I'm not one of those prophecy teachers who thinks America is in Bible prophecy. I just want you to know that right up front. I believe there's a reason why America's not there. I think after the rapture, you got the best, the cream of the crop of this country's gone. And then all those Jews are going to go back to Israel and take their money with them. That will bring economic collapse to this country. And what's left will be a large majority of liberals who will sell this country down the river. Liberals invent things. Like, you ever heard of red letter Christianity? It's not a good excuse, but you know what? It sounds good when they say it, but they don't really mean it. If they read the red letters, they'd still see Jesus talked about hell more than anybody else in the Bible. Matthew 23 is almost all red letters, and they hate that chapter. But they come up with that and the so-called living, breathing Constitution. The Constitution doesn't really mean what it says, Charlie, if you just understood that it's living and breathing. It's just psycho. What that just means is they can make it mean whatever they want to mean. And they do. That's what judges in the 9th District especially, but the Supreme Court has done it over and over. So they do that so they can lie and pervert the Bible and the Constitution. You know, there are places on the internet where you can read where they defend and claim by tearing the Bible to pieces. But they claim to teach from the Bible that God does not have any bad thing to say about two loving, consenting male adults involved in sex. And of course, they'll say the same thing about lesbians. And it won't be long they'll be saying the same thing about animals and humans. And it won't be long before it'll be polygamy back again, you know, and all that. So real quick, 2 points regarding the liberal agenda that is laying the groundwork for the Antichrist. The Antichrist is socialist. In Daniel 11:24, we studied this. He shall enter peaceably even upon the fattest places of the province, and he shall do that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He shall scatter among them the prey and spoil and riches. It's redistribution of wealth. That's remember those words, redistribution of wealth. Now, he's a socialist, and there's two basic bullet points regarding that. What I just said, redistribution of wealth and universal health care. Those are the two major facets that establish socialism in a country, and that's what the Antichrist, the stage being set for the Antichrist, involves mainly those two things. Control health care, and you control the economy. Now, I didn't write the headline, so I got to add this. It says majority of Democrat voters are all in on single payer. If you take all the Democrats, which is most Democrats, who are Christ-rejecting fools, and then you take all the Republicans who are Christ-rejecting fools who are not fiscal conservatives, there's a lot of Republicans in on this too. They are those, that's who's going to be left behind after the rapture. So you're going to get universal health care. If not sooner, you get it after the rapture. And here's how you do it. If I want Greg and Jenny to get on board with single-payer universal health care, I'm going to drive up the costs, and then people like Greg and Jenny will clamor for universal health care. We can't afford to eat. We can't pay our bills. What are we going to do? That's what people are doing right now. They are jacking up costs. Our health insurance just went through the roof. And I had to go to the hospital. And that was before we had the change that made it worse. And thousands of dollars just to go to an ER and basically be given a aspirin or whatever it was I got. Thousands of dollars. We'll be paying that off for a while. The price of insulin. How many diabetics we have in here right now? Two or three of you? The price of insulin more than doubled in the past 5 years. They're saying it'll double within the next 2 years. Again. It's all corruption. The government is controlling the ability to make it so they can control the price and they can drive it through the roof. It's life or death. And so when people can't afford to buy it, they're going to say, we've got to do something. Big Pharma. If you want to read about how this works, go back to Genesis. Remember Joseph? He was made the right-hand man for Pharaoh, made like a father unto Pharaoh, it says. What'd he do? He did what had to be done and kept the Egyptians alive. But you go back and read that. You know, Joseph is a type of Christ. He's also a type of Antichrist. We taught it in our Genesis studies online. If you get a chance to go back and watch it. And he...